Welcome to Tank Talk with Teddy, a podcast talking all things related to residential oil tanks. You have questions? Teddy has answers.
My name is Helen, and I had an oil tank removed at Newark, on the Newark property, and there are some issues, and I need oil remediation. Is that something that you might be able to help with?
Absolutely. We could definitely help you out with that. Tell me, did they take any samples when they removed the tank or not?
They did. I actually have a copy of the full report. It came back pretty high. It came back at 11,000.
Okay.
So I know that's high. They only took one sample. So the tank is actually intact, and I don't know if it makes a difference, but the tank was intact. But there was, you know, there was a leak right underneath it, however it got there.
Okay. Where is it located on the property? Front, back, side?
It was in front of the house.
Front. Okay. What is the address?
Mm-hmm, there's like a little lawn area. Sure.
In Newark?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. Okay. So I see it's pretty easy access right there in the front.
Yeah. It's easy. There's some bushes surrounding it, but not a big deal.
Okay. And tell me what's going on with the house. Are you selling it? Did you just buy it? What's the situation?
I am not. I bought it. We did a soil sample test. We knew there was a tank in there. Soil sample test came back clean, which makes sense because the leak is right underneath. We converted from oil to gas. So we have all the plumbing in place. We have all that done. So our last step was to get rid of the actual oil tank. Now, the company that we used, to be honest with you, I wasn't very happy with how the whole thing happened. They were late they coordinated with the inspector. They were late to get the job started. We missed the inspector. The oil tank was left for over a week on the property. We had insurance estimated come out, and that became an issue. So the fact that, you know, everything got delayed and we were never notified of this in the meantime, it just propelled other issues. So, you guys were actually recommended by someone in the building department in Newark. So I figured maybe I can have another company do the actual remediation.
No, absolutely. I mean, listen, it's always good to get a second opinion. A lot of people don't realize that you're able to do that. They think they're stuck with the contractor they hired to remove the tank.
So
it's good that you're doing your due diligence. Because you have that sample result at 11,000, so that tells us one thing. The thing it tells us is that you do have soil that's over the cleanup standards. But what it doesn't tell us exactly how much soil is out there. Okay,
right.
In order to know
right.
how much soil is out there, we would need to know how deep it is, how far in each direction it went, and then we would be able to provide you with a fixed number. So we operate different than most people in the industry. Most companies will give you what's called an open-ended contract. So they guesstimate, let's say, 20 tons or 30 tons of soil. But that's just a guess. Nobody knows exactly. So, you know, that your invoice, even though that's your estimate, your invoice could be less or more, and most of the times it's more, unfortunately.
It's more, yeah.
Yeah. So, and people aren't really aware of how that works. So we have another option. So we can do an open-ended contract as well. We could send that to you right away. That's pretty easy. The other option we offer is what's called a fixed price remediation. Okay, the initial investigation, we have to come out with our equipment and drill down. We have a geoprobe machine that drills around. And then I would be able to come back to you with some information and tell you, okay, here's the exact amount of tonnage that has to come out, and here's your fixed number.
Okay.
Even if I'm wrong during my investigation, if I quote you, let's say, $10,000 and it costs me $15,000, you only pay us $10,000.
Right. Okay.
So we take on all the liability and risk there.
Okay. Will you be able to tell with the probe if there's like a water contamination or something that's like if it went underneath another property, would that be something that your probe would be able to tell? Because I know that's, you know, a big
concern. Yeah.
Kind of.
So yeah, so the data points that we look for are actually, we would come out, the first one we would do is we would drill a hole right next to the house because we want to see if that contamination is close or under the structure because that's a big concern. So that would be the first one. The second one we would do would be at a property line, whether that's the closest neighboring property line or the street, whichever's closest.
Yeah.
We would do a probe there to determine if it's going off site. We would also probe down to try to determine if groundwater is impacted. Now, we don't take any groundwater samples, but we can tell by the saturation of the soil if it's wet, if it's dry, at what level that's at, if it's at 10 feet or 12.
Mm-hmm.
So we figure all that stuff out, and then we're able to come back to you and say, here's our findings, and here's our price. And usually how our fixed price remediation works, it doesn't include groundwater. It puts groundwater as a line item. So because you can never tell if groundwater is impacted really 100% until you actually excavate. And once you do that, then you'll see, okay, there is groundwater, then it will be required to test it and all that stuff. So we always put it as a line item. And even with our contract, our groundwater price is a fixed number as well. So even if we quote you one number and we find contaminated groundwater, we're going to clean it up at no additional cost. All that stuff is included, which is very unique in the industry again.
Very good. Okay. So, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My first name is Teddy.
Teddy. I'm Helen. So, Teddy, to do this initial probe test, I'm guessing there's some sort of a deposit that has to be put down.
So the way it works is
we charge
it's a $300 deposit. So it's a $600 investigation. We charge $300 for deposit and then $300 the day we do the investigation. Now, if you hire us, we'll credit you $600 towards the next phase of the job.
That goes towards the actual job. Right?
Exactly. It gets put as like a deposit.
Okay.
So if I quote you $10,000 again, and then these quotes are range. They range all the way from $4,000 to I've had some up over six figures. So they're all over the place depending on what we find, obviously.
Oh, my God.
That's not typical, though. That's like 1%.
At that point, you're just covering it up and we're selling that house.
Yeah. No, that's very, very atypical. That is not the norm, so I don't want to scare you. And typically these things are, they range, when you have to take out soil, which you have to in your situation, you're looking probably anywhere between 8 to 15,000 typically. That's like an average cleanup cost, just so you are aware. That's like 85% of the jobs we do, and then a small percentage are above that, 20 to 30,000, and then a real small percentage go above that.
So no chance be below 8.
No, not if you have to take out soil. That's the thing. Now, if that sample was at, let's say, 2,500 parts per million, then I'd say you have a shot of maybe us closing this thing out with just sampling the excavation. But since you already have a lab result showing that's over, you have no choice but to take that soil out. The thing is, we don't know if that's 10 tons or 100 tons. We don't know how much soil is there until we do this investigation.
Right.
Now, are you investors or is this a primary residence?
No, it's an investment property.
Investment. Okay, so also, just so you know, too, moving forward, if you buy any other property, just like you had that tank tested, soil sampled, we do that same service. We charge $600 for it. And if we find clean soil like you had in your situation, we offer a six-month guarantee on that. So hypothetically, you buy the property, you hire us to pull it just like you did. If this situation occurs where there's contamination under the tank, we clean it up at no additional charge. So this cleanup would be free for you. We do charge a fee for that guarantee, and you, it's optional, but just moving forward, know that we do offer that service, you know?
Okay, yeah. Can we rewind back the clock?
So we are very investor friendly. We do a ton of investor work. So we I have a huge network of people that I work with that are investors, and we have a lot of programs that are unique. Like I said, fixed price remediations, guarantees on our soil samples, tank searches with guarantees.
Yeah.
So very unique stuff. I'll send you a link to our YouTube channel, too, so you can check out some of the
stuff.
Very good.
Excellent. Wow. YouTube. Nice.
Yeah, we just did a job in Newark. That was literally in Newark, in the sidewalk, same scenario as yours. They had another company sample.
Yeah.
It was clean. We pulled it. It was dirty. So this happens a lot. So you got to be careful when you're testing these tanks. You want to make sure you get a guarantee.
Now I know. Live and learn. Now I know. We knew there's – what was that?
Hopefully it's nothing crazy and it's just a basic cleanup, even though it is going to be expensive. It's not cheap, but hopefully it's nothing major, and most likely it's not. The majority of these jobs we clean up, we're in and out one day, and they fall within that average range.
Okay. Teddy, I'll speak to my partner to see what she says, but if we were to go forward, when would you be able to schedule the, what do you have availability? So I'm just thinking Monday I have to be there anyway because I have three inspectors coming to inspect plumbing, electrical, and building.
Okay.
Do you have availability on Monday?
So let me ask this, when did the tank get removed? Was that like real recent or was it like in the last 30 days? When did it get removed?
So the tank was removed not last Friday. Last Friday was the 14th. It was the 7th.
The 7th. Okay. So the reason 7th. I asked is I want to see if that the markouts are still current because I will have to call my own markouts, but as long as I know that it was somewhat recent, I feel comfortable because there's probably some utilities that are close by, right? You probably have maybe gas or water underground.
So we have to call that.
I could probably, let's see, Monday. I can get you on the schedule for Monday if you were to make a decision today because I have to call markouts and it takes 3 business days to clear. But I could squeeze you in for Monday. Otherwise, you're probably looking at towards the end of the week if it's not Monday.
Please. That would be awesome.
All right.
All right, Teddy. Yep. And once we sign, will you, like, how does that work? Do you call me back?
Once you sign, you'll get a second email that'll come. It's not automatic. It's done manually, but we'll send you comes very quick in the email. Then we'll respond with an email for the deposit. And then right away, we're going to set your file up. We'll call the markouts in, and then I'll have Tiffany, my assistant, just confirm that you're good for Monday. But as long as you do this within the next couple hours, 100%, I'm going to put you on for Monday.
Sure. Perfect.
All right?
All right. All right.
All right, Helen.
Good, Teddy.
It was
Thanks
nice
so
talking
much.
To you. And I'm going to text you from my number in case you have ever questions. You can text or call me at
awesome.
Any time as well.
Oh, perfect. Excellent.
Right.
I love it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Helen.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.